I'm surprised it's recording when the buttons are wrong.
Is it recording or no?
It is recording. I'm surprised it is, though.
So we're recording.
No.
Hoorah.
We have you on mute.
Really? That fucking
sounds sucks. Like a show.
Pussy, pussy, ass, ass, pussy, pussy, ass, dick.
That's the order Steve likes it.
Not necessarily.
Top it off at the end.
Not necessarily in that order.
No, that's the order that Steve was born.
Those are
all the parts that Steve was born with.
It happens.
Four pussies and three asses.
It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid because your mom and dad paid for the tux.
And they spent a lot of bucks on the limo.
Ripped in half, the Joker and the devil. The slower and the several, I'm lower in my level. Ripped in half, the Joker and the devil. The slower and the several, I'm lower in my level.
So anyways, ripped in half.
The scientist is fucking South Park.
No, you know,
I made a creature with four asses. Hey,
this is my.
That's not an ass. That's just his mouth.
It smells the same though. I have made a monkey with five asses. I call it the five-assed monkey.
Do you have anything without four asses?
I think it was four.
No, it's kind of unheard of.
Yeah. No, monumental episode. Not only are we doing Ripped in Half, we're doing it on the same day that Osama bin Laden was killed.
A month ago.
Well, it'll be about, actually, the way Jason's going, about 2 or 3 months from this recording, you'll hear it. So about 3 months from the moment you hear this, he was killed.
You want to just interrupt all the other episodes and make a special alert, special podcast?
Just go,
the whole fucking thing.
No, you know it'd be great?
Want some other current news so we can be outdated?
No, you know it'd be great? Is we if we got the douchebag, our douchebag fan to do that news.
Douchebag.
Good riddance. Some of I was a douchebag.
Douchebag. In current news today, Osama bin Laden, that fucking douchebag in Iran, was killed today. Fuck yeah. Goddamn America's finally, after 10 years, well, it was 15 years tracking him down, they finally got that douchebag. Fucking America, it took him so long, but we got the douchebag. Hell yeah, douchebags.
I'm turning that news off. I'm going to Fox News.
Yeah, like it's any better.
Dude, it's horrible.
It's Fox. They're never accurate.
Who cares? Julian Barbary shows her tits.
Osama bin Laden's been dead, and it's ripped in half. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
I'm Ahmed. Eric.
Ahmed Eric. Ahmed the dead terrorist.
He's the terrorist.
Your leader is dead.
Oh,
darn.
Oh, man. He died.
He did.
Airplane mode, you fuck.
What's South Park going to do now? That wasn't me.
That was me, for once.
I'm not actually pointing and looking. You can all hear.
Yeah. It's actually not Steve's ass this time. It's actually his phone.
He swallowed a phone.
He swallowed a phone.
He shoved the phone up his ass.
Now mine's going off. The fuck.
I know, huh? But no, so yeah,
it's all the alert that someone's dead.
Yeah. No, I did that earlier when I did the mass text. No, so yeah, Osama is dead.
Did you get my text from that?
Yeah.
My text back.
I see. Osama is dead though.
I can't wait to see what South Park does with this.
I know, but the thing is, yeah, we finally got him. We got him. He's dead. 10 years after 9/11 and after, what, 15, 20 years of looking for him?
Who cares? He's dead.
Yeah, well.
That's the one in the wind column.
What?
That's one in the wind column.
Okay.
Steve's going to celebrate by cutting off his thumb of life.
Hey, do you think that's going to get him reelected?
Hell no.
Fuck no.
He didn't do anything to get him. If anything, George Bush is going to be reelected.
I'm telling you, I'm voting Trump.
Really?
That's Trump all the way.
That's a waste of time.
Hell yeah.
That guy is retarded.
He's a piece of shit.
No, because you know what? Not only then do we have the president, we have the first lady, the first daughter, and the first toupee.
Wah, wah.
I know that was kind of lame, but no, dude. I think that's the thing. Trump would be like the fun president.
No, it would be a fucking bigger joke than anything.
That's what makes him a bigger joke than a real president.
I was like, might as well fucking voted Gary Coleman when he was alive.
No, that's when he was going for
the porn star. Or Howard Stern.
Bring back Clinton.
That's what I say. I say that, yeah. So long as it's Bill, not Hillary.
Bring that sexy man back, too. He's handsome.
How about Hanson? Bring Hanson.
Dude, I am so not voting Hanson.
You know, they're still doing Costner's stuff, I think. I remember like a couple years ago. Yeah, they used to do concerts and stuff. Because I remember.
Did they really?
Yeah, Bo's girlfriend went to
one. Oh, yeah. Remember.
God, really?
Shall be not named friend?
Oh, she who will not be named?
Well, her friend.
I'm sorry, I didn't have her music queued up.
Her friend worked with a guy. Doesn't that thing have like
mute or silence on it?
I know. What the fuck, dude?
No, keep talking.
It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, really.
It happens.
I'm going to start all over because this is annoying.
No.
Well, Steve's done playing Tetris. Eric, so what's going on? How you been this week?
I don't know. All I hear is...
It's your sensor. Like I'm
popular right now. I gotta.
You're not popular. Just send. Making Steve, a very long, elongated text that no one cares about.
Steve loves texting himself.
Mm-hmm.
Makes everyone so special.
Nobody else texts me.
With Steve's texting is he texts like he actually a conversation face to face. He doesn't shut the fuck up.
Goes to Starbucks with a laptop and acts like he's important, writing a novel.
He'll give you the Carfax report for everything.
That's right.
The thing about this Colombian coffee is it's not really made in Colombia.
They have to step on the...
The truth is, the Colombians actually came from...
they have to chew on the grind.
Well, you know what? I haven't seen Juan Valdez in his fucking burro. It's not Colombian coffee, then. Fucking hell.
It is within these hills fucking that Juan Valdez collects coffee beans every morning.
Yeah.
Why do you say fucking...
I love those commercials, dude.
Why do you say fucking hell?
Fucking hell. You never heard that fucking hell?
No.
That's why I say fucking hell.
I don't get it.
A fucking hell?
A fucking hell.
Hell?
I fuck in hell.
Oh, they said L.
No.
He said L.
No. Yeah, you said L. I'm like, no. Why is this fucking L?
It all blends together. It's fucking hell.
You said fucking the, really.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's fucking hell.
Fucking the L word.
Fucking the?
Fucking the.
Why are you saying fuck you to the L word cast?
Fucking L.
You're saying fuck you to the L word cast.
Because you're not as good as the real L word cast.
I appreciate it.
Because at least the real L word cast are really lesbians.
Because real dice look ugly. They don't look sexy.
Who cares?
Depends. I've seen some that were. I've seen some that I wish I could. They go straight for a night.
Where? The guys on Queer as Folk?
Yeah. You caught me. It was not Queer as Folk. It's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Get it right. This was way back.
I shouldn't have to get it right. The fact that you know it's the right way.
I believe you. Don't worry.
I don't have the O channel.
No doubt in my mind. Oh, channel. Is that special channel?
It's the
Oprah. You have to pay extra for that? So Oprah can get more rich?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the O channel.
Yeah, oxygen.
No, not...
Good.
Fucking phone.
Break
finally,
that shit.
Keep that on the floor.
It's not oxygen. Her channel's called OWN. The Oprah Winfrey channel. You know what I think's funny, though? She's black. She's played slave roles. And she names her channel OWN. Me, that's funny.
The only thing
I'm gonna start the Pwn channel. It's all epic fails.
The only thing I've seen, the only thing I've seen Oprah do in movies is that Dana Tosh thing where she takes a piss the whole fucking time. She's a slave and she takes a piss in the middle
that's
of the road.
That's not real of Dana Tosh doing that.
No, it is. It's from her movie. In a movie, she sits there and pisses. But
you're not talking about The Color Purple, are you?
Probably.
That's where she got her Harpo pictures and whatnot. Her actual studio is called Harpo. Yeah, it's
from Harpo Marx.
No, it's because the guy she was like married to or one hour connected, you know, with in the movie The Color Purple.
Oh,
his name was Harpo, and so like the dramatic scenes where she's sitting there all pissed. She's like, Harpo, if you ever, she used to call him Harpo, Harpo, and that's why it's Harpo pictures or whatnot.
They should have called him.
I'd never seen it, so like I saw how your thing went down. From all excited to like kind of calm. It'd be funny if it was Marx Brothers though.
I noticed that we got a new mascot.
Where?
Right there. The fish.
Oh, yeah.
We went from a guinea pig to a fish.
Yeah, we actually have a remodel studio now.
Yeah. Yeah, me and my wife remodeled it. We did it by hand.
We got a new paint job. We're huffing paint right now.
I can tell.
We had to move in a lot of equipment back and
forth. My wife chose a color scheme. My son chose the black goldfish.
So what's the fish's name?
The work isn't Home Depot material.
I don't think you named it.
You didn't name it?
Not that I know of.
Welcome, Ripper.
The work.
Yeah, Ripper, huh?
The work's not very Mexican material.
It's not made of clay.
You can tell why folks painted this room.
It's not deco and fucking clay and shit like that.
Yeah, I know, huh? It's not like fucking tangerine, peach, fucking red with big-ass cross on the center of the room.
Oh, that's a room.
That's
a Mexican room.
We have a big ass portrait of Cesar Chavez in there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Every room should have that, actually.
Yeah.
He's like our Jesus.
Is it?
Only if we have
either
a
room
phone
has
behind,
a Jesus.
Only if we have a phone behind the picture of Jesus.
What movie? Oh, that was the movie. Was that
Born in
Born
East LA?
LA, right? Born in East LA. Yeah.
Hey, bring me a beer.
When he's all fucking watching porn, he's like, "Muchos, muchos grandes."
No, I love when they all escape into L.A., though. And you get the three Chinese guys dressed as fucking vatos. And they're sitting there walking. Odale!
Go Raiders!
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's happening?
No, it's what's happening?
No, it's what's happening.
Sappening.
What's happening?
And they go,
they're fucking Chinese.
I watched that on HBO, and they edited out the scene where they get married.
Oh, really?
It just, they end up in the parade, and it ends.
What?
It like the like
that was like
you know the scene I'm talking about. They meet the priest and he marries.
Yeah,
them.
They jump on the float with the priest, and because Cheech is actually American citizen and everything, by marrying the Cheech,
he gets his
she's
ID
now
back,
legal
and he tells him. Well, I've watched it on HBO like more than a couple times. Like, wait a minute, there's something missing here.
Yeah,
and it's the scene. It's scene where they marry. It just pretty much all those guys come together. They make it to the parade, and they're just on the parade waving, and the movie ends. And that comes, it comes with that chick. Walking, everyone's all fucking looking at throughout the whole movie. That one hot chick.
Oh,
are you sure you just didn't?
Well, everyone's crashing their cars over and everything. Who wasn't even?
I've even DVR'd just to make sure, like I'm not missing.
Are you
something.
Sure you just didn't blink, Jason?
I DVR'd it just to make sure.
You know, sometimes when you blink, you miss a lot of things.
You don't look around sometimes. You might miss.
No, fail.
Epic fail.
The world moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around sometimes, you just might miss it.
So how was your little kegger last night?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, that was fucking fun, dude.
What happened?
He woke up sticky.
Again?
I had
really?
Juice all
over me. But he was walking straight because you can't do any more damage to that asshole.
It was Jamba's juice that made you sticky.
That would make you sick. That's nasty.
Jamba juice is gross.
It's just fruit and sugar and ice.
Yeah.
That jungle juice.
Jungle juice. There you go.
What the fuck, dude? Why don't you have your fucking shit in airplane mode? We're doing a show right now.
Steve makes Jamba the Hutt juice.
There's no point to doing that right now.
This will be the last of it, as far as I know. You just paused the show.
No, I just checked. Oh. The thing went out because everyone was talking. I thought I might have stopped.
When did you get a laptop?
My mom gave it to me.
When did you get a mom?
When I was on Fox News, and they have that thing every Wednesday, the Wednesday Child.
I was going to say, what is that, pet of the day?
It's a different day. That's child man.
Oh. He's a hairy Mexican child. And now he's a puppy. It's like the South Park episode with Butters. The ninja one where they press another
dog. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just starting his eyeball.
God, that would suck.
That was a great episode. They dress him like a fucking dog, take him to the vet. All the other dogs are shitting on him.
Oh yeah, they start pissing on him. I like that episode.
So do I. No, it was even better. Is the
was
fact
that two part?
No, it wasn't two part.
No,
no, that.
I don't remember if it was or not. All of all I remember is the greatest thing about it is when they're like going all ninja and everything, it's like switches to fucking celluloid anime.
Like anime style? Yeah, you're right. That was cool about it.
So?
You had a dart tournament today too, huh? The charity dart tournament.
Did anyone listen to this guy?
No.
Anyone out there? No.
Not really.
No one listened to me.
Yeah, I did have a dart tournament today.
So, I heard you won too, huh?
Where the fuck do you get this information from? Who's a nosy ass person that fucking talks to you?
The alternative news source.
Fucking bastards.
That's right.
NPR.
No, I won.
Fucking KFI.
KFI. Fuck Mr. KFI and fucking Frosty Stillwater, fucking bastard.
Nah, I did win.
Do you guys get anything for that?
Yeah, I got 30. We got 30 bucks each.
That's why you kept drinking. I didn't win fucking my fucking basket. Huh.
Which one?
I don't know. Fucking said people won multiple times, and I fucking didn't get my
one.
Dude,
Missy won like 4 times.
Really?
Yeah. And then Wendy won twice, and then
I call it rigged.
Some lady won. Some lady won the Vegas trip.
There was a Vegas trick?
Yeah. It was a trick. I think it was like a hotel room in Vegas and the $500.
Oh, what the fuck? I want to put more if that was in there. All I saw was the fucking spark plugs. That was all about it.
Oh, they were spark
plugs. And the dart flights.
They weren't spark plugs. They were darts. Shaped as spark plugs.
They had one that was darts and they had
that's funny.
No,
they had one for darts and they had one for spark plugs.
It was darts shaped as spark plugs. That's what it was.
I want those too.
That's what it was. Darts shaped.
Oh, that is spark funny plugs. Shit.
That's disappointing.
It is.
I think it's kind of funny, honestly.
And then Wendy won the margarita basket.
I
don't know who won the.
I didn't know there was a Vegas trip though either. I didn't read that in the sign.
Yeah, I don't know what the first one was. The booze basket wasn't there. I honestly I thought if you're not there, you shouldn't even get the basket. They should just draw another pick another name.
Pig of the litter.
Yeah.
Pig of the litter.
Add a burp. Sorry.
Jason won panties. He had a panty basket.
Really? Did you go the whole full Japanese, you know, drop in a quarter, enter in a button that you want, and they're used?
It was a raffle. I didn't actually get the quarter in.
Oh, wasn't like the whole Japanese fucking...
Jason just bent over and dropped in machine. A quarter.
And they said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh.
Actually, they all said Wednesday.
Now, you know how the in Japan, they have those vending machines. You drop in your money, and you can order used little girl panties.
I thought you had to go to like a guy's house. I know they actually had vending machines.
No, they have vending machines.
I've had to go to some guy's house.
I was watching Insomniac, and he actually went to this guy's house, and he sold women's used panties.
If I have to go to some guy's house to do that, I don't trust the panties.
And the more she stunk, the
better. Oh, you wouldn't trust a little girl panties from my house?
There's no little girls in this house.
He's talking about Ma's
panties.
None
that you've seen.
He's talking about the panties he gets from Ma.
Yeah. I'll sell that to Jason, no problem.
That's false advertisement. Little girl panties.
She's small. She's little.
Oh my
she's
God.
Female. They're for a girl. It's not quite false advertisement. It's all in how you swing it.
They're all little boy basement panties. At rock bottom prices.
You'd think rock bottom.
They're naturally soiled.
They're fucking scared as fuck, yeah.
No imitation here. It's all pure.
He's back. Sit in your pants before he beats you. We don't get fed.
Why not? He feeds him.
He needs your panties to sell.
Steve feeds him asparagus just to get the extra little whiff in there.
When they pee.
Oh wow!
He scares and comes up with his shirt off like he's gonna rape him. They pee their pants. That's right. Give me your panties.
And they look at him and say,
Well, how else do you think I'm going to get the juices flowing? And with my good looks.
And Steve still gets that question asked, when's the last time you seen your dick?
Wow. Pretty much every night I go to the bathroom before bed and I look at myself.
Just to be safe, Steve lays down in the bathtub. And
like a tear comes. Like a
there is. It's like the Indian when he looks upon the earth and he sees all the scattered garbage, kind of like the end of Wayne's World 2. The only difference is I don't have somebody going, it's okay, we'll make it better. I don't have that. I don't.
That's kind of cheating because you look in front of the mirror and see your dick. And you look down and see your dick.
And there's nobody there to say, it's okay, we'll make it better.
That's what Steve's on the safe side. He sits down when he pees. You can't really reach around something you can't grab.
It's only about half the time. And it's only if I'm having a bad penile all day.
That's a big toilet seat.
It's either that or he lays down in the bathtub and just pisses. Puts on the shower head.
Please, I do that standing up while I'm taking a shower. I don't do baths.
I dropped my toothbrush.
That's why I don't brush my teeth in the shower.
It's gone. Don't go back for it.
I'm smart about this. I've got it all worked out.
How many lessons did that take?
7?
I was like, it's gone. I can't go back for it. It's dead.
It's still good. Just wash it out with hot water.
It's sterile. It's sterile.
Put some Listerine on it. You're good.
Do you even use Listerine?
I actually do.
Only the teeth whitening.
And I don't like that. It tastes like shit.
It's gross.
I don't.
It tastes no, like. No. It tastes like there's like little grains or something. It's, okay. It's like not like liquidy.
Well, whitening correction. I do the teeth whitening, but I don't do it orally.
He does it anally.
Where
do you shove it? He does it anally. He bleaches his ass. He whitens that up.
I do it penally. I you know. I mean, when they say oral whitening, it doesn't have to. It doesn't mean it's my mouth that's whitening.
Yeah, brown teeth and albino cock.
It's exotic.
He's got the disease where your skin turns white.
He bleaches his skin.
That's right.
He's got psoriasis.
Vitiligo.
You gotta get re-vitiligo so you have a big black cock.
Here comes the Carfax report.
The vitiligo. Carfax report, what?
The thing about re-vitiligo is... it actually didn't start with black people.
Yeah.
It originally started with the indigenous people of South Africa.
People of South Africa.
Yeah, the ones that jumped by the English. So the big actually became whiter.
Yeah, so you know those. Where do
you think albinos came from?
Those tan folk that ominously produced gingers every generation. That were allergic to the sun until they met. The English.
The indigenous people
from... It actually started from the Irish.
The indigenous people from... The indigenous people from Compton, you know.
It sounded like you said the ninja people from Compton.
Has anyone seen the Nickelodeon show? There's a black ninja.
Oh, Super Ninja? They're not in Compton anymore.
Mama, we ain't Cotton no more.
We ain't Cotton no more.
You know they had the Big Show on that?
The Big Show?
The
wrestler?
The wrestler, the Big Show.
Who's that?
The Big Show. Remember the Big Show wrestling back when Steve Austin was around? Kind of cool for a minute.
He started as the Giant on, or something like that on WCW.
He was
the Giant. When he went to WWE, he became the Big Show.
No, it was WF at the time. He became later.
Oh, it was still F when he joined?
It was still F when he joined.
Yeah. I thought it was already E when he joined.
Yeah, it was back when Raw versus War and shit like that.
F for Foxy.
No. It was Raw way was after that.
No, it was
after that.
That's when I started watching it. I know that was still F.
Yeah, because I was a young kid when Raw versus WCW and all that.
By the time I was watching, and your age difference to mine, yeah, it's the same
thing. I think it came in
a 1.5 year difference. Ain't that big of a difference, fucker.
We're talking like 12 to 14, yeah.
Hey, I think he came in a SmackDown versus Raw. I'm not sure.
He's on SmackDown
was on there, and then Raw.
Yeah. But he came down.
Sunday Night Heat.
But he came
an hour later.
He came on when it was separate.
Anyways, you have Raw, which is Mondays. SmackDown, which is Thursday or Friday.
It was Thursdays.
And then they have Sunday Night Heat, which is like... Uber early Sunday morning.
Well, no, it was Sunday Night Sunday Night
there
Heat.
There was a 4-hour time difference.
No, Sunday Night Heat was if the... Because
the pay-per-view came at the same time, and it actually came on after or before.
No, but the fucked up thing about...
No, the Sunday Night Heat was the... It was just like replays of...
That's Saturday. Saturday was the replay.
Both of them. That's the thing. It's not that it was its own... A whole new show. Oh, new fights and that. What they showed on those episodes was...
I like my nose on that.
Yeah, that's why Jason's rubbing his cock with it and throwing it back at you. What they showed on those whole Sunday Night Heat or Saturday Night Heat whatnot, it was, right on the side of the head. It was,
He's used to that.
I am. It was the shit during Raw that wasn't televised before. Because there's a lot of stuff that goes on when you buy the tickets to go see it live, there's a lot of stuff that goes on that you don't see on television. Well, it's those matches that you don't see on television during
that was
Raw.
Saturday morning shit.
I remember that
on Saturdays.
They do it both.
Yeah, because I think Stacy Keibler hosted.
And the shit you didn't see on a pay-per-view was usually on Sundays, too.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the Super Ninja thing, what you're saying. So, yeah, they had the big show on that.
I forgot about Super Ninja. I don't give a fuck.
You're talking, you mentioned it.
Is that about Ninja Turtles?
You mentioned it.
Yeah, because you mentioned it. Yeah, Big Show was on there. And I thought it was funny as shit because...
I'm following
you. The kid, the giant? Yeah, the giant. The kids show up, they're already all whooping his ass, and he's sitting there, and he's like, what is this, karate class? And the black kid, because he mentioned the black kid, he's sitting there, he's like, dude, we're in tight, stretchy pants. We ninja, fool. I just thought it was funny.
The black kid?
Don't you mean Mr. Insano?
Yeah, the black kid said that.
Dude?
Yeah, he said that. He's like, we are in black stretchy pants. We ninja, fool.
Don't you mean Mr. Insano?
It's Captain Insano, thank you.
Oh.
There you go. You just got schooled. Whatever. What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
We'll just reach in his pants.
I don't know the last time I fucking seen Waterboy.
I don't know. Last time you downed
been a while.
Going down, I think we had
going
this
down on a water
had,
boy.
You and I had this conversation, I think, at one point, but this is before even the show started. But like,
don't you mean knucklehead?
We talk to people about wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Everyone had their own point where they actually watched it.
It's real.
During their age group. It's real. You know, like, I think everyone watched it in a certain
don't ruin
age.
For
at
me.
Some point, time. Yeah.
And you always had people like older than you that said like, oh, this shit's gay now. You know, it was cool back when this guy wrestled and this guy wrestled.
Uh-huh.
And I've said that conversation with other people. It's like, oh, this shit's gay now because I watch it now. And it's like, this shit's gay now. It was cool when these guys fucking wrestled.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Like them.
And it made me think about, like, was it always gay? Because everyone says later on, it's fucking gay as fuck and stupid as fuck. So everyone was actually really wrong and overall this whole fucking genre.
I got to say my favorite wrestling era was Mucha Lucha.
Mucho Libre?
No. Mucha Lucha, sir, on WWE.
I know.
Sir, on the WWE and went to Cartoon Network. No, it's not that it was always gay. I think what it was is that...
try to defend it.
No, like, no, listen.
I've had that...
Or even Ultimate Wrestler. Like,
yeah, I know. It's not that it was...
It was gay. It was gay. We were all stupid, and the shit was gay.
It wasn't gay.
No, it's no more different than, like, the superhero thing. It's when you're younger, you know, you like comic books and that. You have those certain superheroes that you like. Wrestling is no different. It was just still...
My superheroes are still cool.
No, the point like is that. When it came to wrestling...
How would we...
The certain wrestlers that, you know, still wrestle, if not back then, there's those that you connected with that they came out, they whooped ass, they're either good guys or they're the villains.
What's that to do with it?
But you liked them, and they're part of your childhood, and even if you look back, it's like, okay, I look at wrestling now, and it's kind of gay. Was it gay back then? But you can't quite answer that, because back then, you're seeing it through the eyes of a child, and it's almost like seeing it as a hero.
I'm not a child.
And you liked it.
I was a little teenager, but like...
How would we ever discover Suck It without wrestling?
That's right.
Generation X.
Fucking DX. DX, yeah, Ric Flair, there you go. My favorite was always Blood Rush.
Or even you know, Ultimate Warrior's crackheaded, grabbing the ropes. And
he grabbed the ropes and went all fucking wild and everything.
You know, he snorted some coke really quick. And
no, my favorite was the fucking Bushwhackers. When they'd sit there, they'd all fucking, you know.
They'd start licking people and...
No, they'd fucking start stomping around the ring like they got fucking some weird mental thing.
And then they go up to women in the audience and start licking their faces.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they were fucking awesome. But Hawk and Animal were cool. Fucking Legion of Doom, they were awesome. That wasn't until, of course, it was a Hawk died. No, Hawk lived, Animal died. That's right, Animal
died.
He was
a fucking drunk. No, Hawk died.
Was it Hawk?
Yeah, he was the drunk. He was one of those alcoholics.
See, I thought it was Animal that died.
No, it was Hawk because he was the alcoholic. He came to the ring once and he was so fucked up he couldn't wrestle.
You know who?
It was at WrestleMania.
You know who one of my all-time favorite wrestlers was, though? It was Jake the Snake Roberts.
You seen that fucking documentary with him? He got fucking all drugged out of his shit.
No, I know he was all drugged.
You seen the Beyond the Mat shit?
No, I have not seen that.
You have not seen that? It's a good fucking
thing. No, I would love to see it. And I know, drugged out like no fucking other. You know what made him my favorite wrestler? The fact that every match...
Snake in his dick?
No, every match he'd come to the ring of the fucking... Big-ass fucking satchel with a snake in it. And when it came down to it, he'd fucking whip that snake out and just fling it. He'd fucking make it bite you. He'd fucking attack you with that snake. That was cool. What other guy fucking had a snake with it? And there were times that not only was it like just any other snake, it was a fucking cobra.
Cobra.
That shit was cool.
Yes, it was cool.
It was.
I never seen him bring cobra. All right,
Jesse, you give me some weird hand signs.
Move your mic back about an inch from your face. Thank you.
I never seen a cobra.
Fuck you.
I gotta cut those, and they don't sound great when you do it.
I seen him bring a python.
He had a cobra.
Never seen a cobra.
In fact, when he was, it was one match where he was against Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man.
Macho Man. Who's the fucking Macho Man?
That's right. The Baracho Man.
It's like Rancho Man, like a fucking stinky ass pussy man.
No, it's the Baracho Man. No, he was against Macho Man. It was supposedly. Back when he, you know, retired from wrestling, became a commentator, it's what ended his career in a match with Jake
That's how
Snake.
You end your career, huh?
Yeah, it was in a match with Jake Snake Roberts that he pulled out a cobra and he made the cobra bite him on the fucking arm and poison him, this and that, and that's what ended his career. And then eventually his wife went on to marry Lex Luthor, and then
first man to ever slam Yokozuna.
No.
Lex Luthor, first man to ever slam Yokozuna.
No, that was Hulk Hogan.
No, Lex Luthor. They had a competition.
It was Hulk Hogan. Luthor did it later.
No, Lex Luthor was the first one to suplex him.
Suplex, not body slam.
No, but he was the first
one. Hogan body slammed his ass.
Look it up.
No, because
they had a competition for it.
For a suplex, there's a difference between a suplex and a body slam.
No, they had the competition. He was the first one to ever lift him up and slam him.
The point is, fucking Elizabeth, who was married to, who in real life was married to Randy Savage, ended up leaving his ass. And
who the fuck's Elizabeth?
It was Randy Savage's wife at the time.
The blonde bitch?
I know she's brunette at the time.
I thought she had black hair.
Either way.
She's a black blonde.
She did, no. And this
is a dark blonde.
No, this is true story.
A dark blonde.
This is true story, and this is why all of a sudden, like, Lex Luthor disappeared, is that...
She does Eddie voices.
No. In truth, this is why Lex... Like,
that's inside jokes.
This is why Lex Luthor disappeared for a long time. He was in prison. Because what happened is Elizabeth, who was with Randy Savage, she left him and in real life got with fucking Luther and everything, whatever his real name is. Well, she ended up ODing on drugs at his fucking place. And he was, so they arrested and prosecuted him for fucking murder by providing these drugs.
Who was the wrestler that killed himself and his family?
And that was Steve with the Carfax Report.
That was Chris Benoit.
And they put it on...
That was fucking sad.
But they put it on a Wikipedia before it happened.
Wait, what happened?
What?
That was a weird thing about it.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Crispin, no, why?
Look, dude, seriously. Look at himself? No, yes. But...
Dude, where have you been?
Yeah.
Not only did he kill his... No, he killed...
I know he killed himself.
No, he killed his wife
and son.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
Placing Bibles by each of them, then went to his weight room and killed himself.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
The controversy in that
I
is
never
that
heard about the whole Wikipedia thing.
The controversy was that before it even happened, someone put a Wikipedia entry stating that shit happened, and they actually went to the guy's house to figure out, like, maybe he was part of it.
Wow. No, I never heard anything
about
that. Yeah,
because before that, like, we're talking about a day difference between that happened and the actual event happening.
See, I never heard about that. All I know, the main thing I knew about that is that he was scheduled to be a part of a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
He got a hold of McMahon, all them saying, "Nick, I cannot fucking do this." And it was that night he did everything. And then the next day he was discovered, body of him and his family, and so, which was a Monday. And so on Raw, they did the special, which was a complete, they nixed their whole schedule for Raw and did a complete tribute to Chris Benoit. Mm.
He's the one that did
that. Only to afterwards, like, rip him from everything they could possibly do, toys, media, everything, because, oh, he was a murderer.
Isn't it?
And what pisses, no, and what really bothers me about that is, yeah, he killed his wife, he killed his son, it was a fucking double homicide, suicide. And yeah, you know, this is a man who dedicated his life to the entertainment. Not only did...
Isn't he the one that did the flying headbutt?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And the thing is, that causes... You know, people don't get that's realize it.
That's probably what fucking...
No, that's one of the things... No, that's one of the things that causes trauma, because he really did hit with his head.
That's why I don't headbutt.
He went through a shitload of head trauma.
You guys.
No, he suffered...
Just take butt head.
No, he's went through multiple concussions throughout his career. On top of the steroids and all the painkillers, everything. In every time he wrestled, when it came to his finishing move, which was a flying headbutt, it was really his head that took the brunt of the damage. Even though after he was told not to do any of this shit because of the multiple concussions and the damage he did to his head. And ultimately, that's what led to him going crazy and killing himself and his family.
I think it's happened to Trump.
But for the fact that it's because of the career he took in wrestling.
He started a whole cult, though. Like, he's actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
No. Head trauma shit.
No,
he believes in global warming.
Yeah. No, but the fucked up thing is...
Global warming was around that then?
No, he just recently.
I thought it was made up in like.
He just recently let out a statement that he,
global warming was global. New at the time. No, but the fuck.
In the '70s, with that fuck.
Yeah.
No. just recently, he let out a statement that he believes that global war, that we're fucking up the world. The global
yeah, warming just recently, fucked. After he died a couple years ago, just recently he released a statement.
His memoirs.
Yeah.
Got him released later, like fucking.
No, but what pisses me off about the whole wrestling community and whole WWE is they do everything now to hide his existence with them, even though this man pretty much, he did what he did because of this entertainment, because of the business.
He's buried like the Hart Foundation.
No, Hart Foundation's still around. they still acknowledge them.
He hated them after that, though. His brother hated them because they fucked him over.
Oh, no, Bret Hart did, yeah.
Yeah, because his brother died and fucking... That's when he went to ECW.
Owen Hart.
No, that's not what happened.
Owen Hart should have tried flying.
No, yeah, Owen Hart died on the mat. You know, it was sad. It's not, no, what made Bret Hart...
He fucking
what made Bret Hart... No, what made Bret Hart like, do the whole fuck all when it comes to WWE is he was like the reigning champ at the time, and he was going to retire. And his final match is supposed to be against Shawn Michaels. And because the whole match...
No, Heartbreak Kid.
No, because the match shit is scripted...
I'm just a sexy boy.
But because the whole match...
That power kick.
Because the whole match shit is scripted as far as who wins this and that, it was agreed that Bret Hart would retire as champion. Well, McMahon secretly had this thing with fucking Shawn Michaels. You know, this is actually the true story of him. Is he told Shawn Michaels, no matter what happens, it's going to end with you, the winner. And so during the whole match, Shawn Michaels and the ref, they went outside the choreography and pretty much just fucked up Bret Hart in order to get that pin and win for Shawn Michaels, even though it was scripted to where Bret Hart was supposed to win. And that's why Bret Hart had such animosity for a long time. And I know too much about this gay shit. I'm sorry.
That was yes. Steve with the Carfax
Thank you
report.
For saying that. Before
no, I fully admit that. It's like, God, this is like true testament as to how big of a nerd I really am.
Not really. It's just we waste a lot of time on this, and I don't really care anymore.
We did. You can edit out a lot of that shit, by all means.
There, we got another fucking half hour to fill.
Oh, fuck. You know what I haven't seen yet I want to see? The Expendables.
That's a good movie.
I want to see it. Mm-hmm. I want to see it.
A lot of action.
I want to see it. It looked great.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I like editing shit like that out.
Don't edit it out. Leave it in for continuity-wise.
I edit them out.
It's continuity-wise, dude.
That's disgusting. I don't want to see that shit.
Some people do.
Oh, yeah. People I'm jerk sure, off the farts.
I'm sure Tim would. Burping. I'm sure Tim would appreciate it. Yeah, that's 50 cents. I said his name twice. I don't care. You can suck a dick.
Who?
Tim.
Oh, yeah, Tim yeah. Silvis? Yeah.
Yeah, I love you, Tim.
TM.
You can still suck a dick, though. I ain't paying you.
We owe him a lot of money.
Yeah. We? You mean you?
The show owes him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Me and we. Yeah, we talk about your friend and trademarks his name.
Yeah. It was like those people who trademark
You owe him
their
a
image.
Lot of money.
It was like the people who trademark their own images.
These are actually, our show's actually copyrighted.
Our show's copyrighted, really?
Yeah. Automatically through Podbean.
Yeah.
Why yes. wouldn't they be?
That scares me.
All right, it's copyrighted our 2011.
I'll be darned.
No one copied.
I didn't know that.
Well, no one's going to use
If I ever hear our podcast mentioned on a radio or in a movie, I'm suing.
Well, you got to copy
for
word
millions
for word.
Of dollars.
There's so many loopholes and we're so fucking broke, we can't sue anybody.
I sue me regardless.
We'll probably get sued first for the fucking music we use.
Please, I'll get Mark Garagos. The dude who...
That's why we can't be sponsored yet, because we have to actually get permission for what we use. Yeah.
No, I'll get Mark Garagosco, the lawyer who sponsored Michael Jackson for free.
I'm going to call Johnny. We're going to march on your ass.
He's dead.
We'll resurrect him.
Reanimation style? Reanimator, right?
No, cyborg.
Ooh, even better.
Cyborg lawyers going to come
stronger.
And fuck everything up.
Faster.
You know, I haven't seen a good cyborg movie in a long time.
I don't know. Why can't they make him like Bicentennial Man?
That wasn't a cyborg movie, but that was a good movie.
Close enough.
Dude, that's one of my favorite Robin Williams
It sounds
movies.
Like a cyborg movie, but no. Yeah,
it's
right.
one of my favorite Robin Williams
what about,
movies.
What about the little one? What about the one with the kid from The Sixth Sense?
What about him?
Yeah.
Isn't he dead? Wasn't that a cyborg movie?
Isn't he dead?
There's a movie with him.
Haley Joel Osment is not dead.
There's a robot.
I know he got a fucking... He got pulled over DUI.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You can go online and you can find his fucking, like, his picture.
He got raped willingly.
Oh, no, he's not dead.
He's got AIDS.
I don't...
know that much.
Really? I didn't know that
Walker
either.
Told him he has AIDS.
Oh. I didn't know he was in a cyborg movie.
Yeah, he was in a movie where he's a kid, but he was a robot.
AI?
Oh, AI. Yeah. That's still not a cyborg movie.
Why wouldn't it be?
Because cyborg is part half human, half part robot.
It's close enough.
No, he's all robot.
He looked human.
He was still all robot with artificial intelligence.
RoboCop is a cyborg.
Yeah. Like if something happened to me and you had to replace parts of me with robot parts, I would be a cyborg.
We couldn't find enough.
Probably not.
Not even peso man? The million peso man?
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's as much to replace you with.
He'd be like that.
Replace it with garden hose, garden hoe.
But since RoboCop, I've yet to see a decent cyborg movie.
Since RoboCop?
Yeah, not since RoboCop. A decent cyborg.
A decent. Okay, you're actually
a decent cyborg movie.
Let me think.
Not since RoboCop.
$1 Billion Man ran through the 80s.
That
was
a movie as a TV show.
Okay.
I say movie. A decent cyborg movie.
And Terminator was a cybernetic organism.
He was a robot.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Star Wars.
Who's this? Oh, Luke Skywalker. His hand? Okay, yeah. Anakin Skywalker. He lost his hand.
He was a good cyborg.
Most people didn't like this movie, so it doesn't
count. Darth Vader was an awesome cyborg.
That was before RoboCop.
No.
Prequel.
Prequels.
Prequel came out later.
A lot of people didn't like the prequels. Prequels were solid.
Clone Wars people like Clone
Best
Wars.
Ever.
Over compared to the other...
No. Nobody will admit that the prequels were better than the originals. I will not even remember.
No one will still remember. If you had to compare prequels at all, still Clone Wars was still the best out of the three.
Nah, Revenge of the Sith was the best of the three.
Clone Wars is still better. And finally got action in that shit.
Everybody got action.
And he lost his hand.
Whoopty shit. He got fucking burnt. He got burnt crispy. In the third one?
I got emotional. I cried in that part. That was actually pretty crazy.
I
pussy.
You see,
I covered my tears with pizzas and nachos.
Annie.
I was there to lick them off.
What'd you say? Not Annie. What are you, fucking Jar Jar?
Annie, no. Mr. Jar Jar Binks, Mr. Crazy. Annie.
I'm gonna edit you at the movie and this show. Bullshit.
I know. Said the trip, Jar Jar Binks.
Wow, you guys sound like fucking Stitch.
Wow, it's the same fucking voice.
Yeah, basically.
There ain't too many voice actors in this world. How many more voices that voice sounds like?
No, you know, Trip. No,
Scooter and Skeeter?
Yeah. No, you know what tripped me out voice actor-wise? One of the guys who did the voice acting for Final Fantasy XII, he did the voice for Bosch. And real deep fucking voice
actor. Got nerdy, man.
No, what?
All right, go on.
No, anyways, dude, like, real deep voices and that. Not bad. Well, if you look him up, you end up finding out he does the voice for fucking Blue off Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
That I have no idea what that is.
It was on Cartoon Network.
I missed that show.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Blue, the high-pitched character, you know, all crazy. Yeah, he does the voice of Bosch. I'm like, wait a minute. The same black dude did the voice for both. One's like real deep, masculine. The other's like high-pitched, fucking crazy. I'm like, really?
It's a black dude? You actually figured it's a black dude?
Yeah, picture and all. Wikipedia. I shit you not.
No, but it's a black dude.
Yeah.
And you actually figured that out.
That's African-American.
Right. Although the chick who did the voice for Fran in that game was
I had a joke for that.
Talking about Fran from The Nanny.
No, I'm talking about Fran from Final Fantasy XII.
It's not a hot voice.
I said Fran from Final Fantasy XII, not Fran Rusher. Ugh.
She's hot, but not her voice.
She is not hot.
She is hot.
What?
Her voice is fucking
crazy. Are you kidding me?
I don't think she's
hot. If she was on mute, she'd be fucking hot.
Yeah, she would.
If you put her on mute.
Okay, I'll give you that. The problem is, I don't think you can put her on mute.
She had a big ass, too.
You can't put her on mute. But
back then, she had a big ass, too.
No, okay, way back when, she was okay.
No,
the voice is what kills
it. The voice
is
what kills
it. Whatever.
But, like, that show is actually become like Wings. There's like four channels. It's actually on late at night.
The nanny.
Yeah, it's like the Wings back in the day. Every channel had Wings on.
I don't know Wings.
You don't. I don't know Wings either. I know the show. It used to be on every fucking channel.
I've never seen the show Wings.
I have not either, but it was always on every fucking channel.
I have, but I've never finished it. I've never finished an episode.
I've never even watched it.
Not ever.
Right, Wings.
But
The Wings is a show that the whole fucking show is an airport.
Yeah, that's as much as I know.
It's about pilots and people that work
like
at the airport.
Taxi.
Yeah.
It's like Taxi.
Oh, you mean the show that made Tony Shalhoub's career?
The Man on the Moon?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Thank you for stopping the fucking riff. All right.
I was waiting for you. I was like sitting here for the whole Family Guy fucking
My thing is the fucking the Mary of Children. And he's like, next up on Wings, and he's all fucking changed the channel. Wings. Yeah. Like they have a Wings marathon.
Yeah.
But right now that's how Nanny is. I go home late at night. Nanny is on fucking four different channels. It literally is.
Okay, I'm not special like you. I don't have digital cable. The only channel shows up on mine is like fucking Crack Ass and not Nickelodeon.
Oh, mine is like either it's one of the Nickelodeon channels too. Like it's like Nick or Knight, then fucking what the fuck is the channel? One of Lifetime channels, one of the fucking shit. It's on. It's fucking incredible. You can't get away from that.
Hey, have you guys seen Jim Carrey's latest film that's on DVD?
I Love You, Philip Morris.
That's the greatest.
I want to see that.
I do want to see that.
Watch it.
I heard that's a good movie.
It's like Bruno.
No, I know
that.
It's like fucking Bruno, dude. He's like, the whole movie is him wanting to, is just fucking that guy in the ass.
Yeah,
I heard there's some weird fucking gay term
in that whole movie.
No, it's not a gay term. He's fucking that guy in the ass like the whole movie.
Yeah. No, I know that. The whole premise of the movie is it's him and Ewan McGregor.
Get some infatuation with somebody.
It's a gay porn. Trust me.
No, it's not so much infatuation. What happens is Jim Carrey, it's supposedly based off a true story. Supposedly based off a true story. What happens
I won't
is,
watch that movie again.
Jim Carrey.
You won't jerk off to the movie again?
No, never. He plays a southern guy, a southern feminist guy who's like big in con. He's a big con artist.
He's a big fairy.
Ends up going to prison where
fairy con. I went to that convention one time. I lost a lot of money.
He was supposed to marry this one chick. He's supposed to marry this one chick.
Fairy con. Come on. Think about it.
Pixie Hollow. He's supposed to marry this one chick until he came out of the closet.
Like a big pussy fairy.
He came out of the closet, does some con, goes to prison. Well, his bunkmate named Philip Morris is also gay or whatnot. It's Ewan McGregor.
The size of show, man.
Yeah. Well, no, and they hook up. They're like lovers and everything. Jim Carrey even pays to have this one guy known as the Screamer, who, like, keeps everyone up late at night screaming, pays to have him fucking just X.
Oh, like
he's
Eric.
Done. Yeah, pretty much. And Ewan McGregor thinks it's like the sweetest thing anybody's ever done for him. Which is
spoiler alert, they all die in the end.
Okay. Anyways,
that's the premise of any movie.
Yeah. Well, Ewan McGregor, okay, Ewan McGregor gets out of prison.
Can't believe who
and
his father is.
Darth Vader?
Yes. Philip, I am your father. Anyways.
Philip Morris.
Yeah.
Smoke.
His father is the
smoke.
War.
Smoke. Yeah, Jim Carrey like constantly escapes out of prison.
It's a horrible Flintstone commercial.
But that's the premise of Jim Carrey's like constantly escaping out of prison to be with his lover and like setting up their lives and everything. You know,
it's a love story, apparently.
Yeah, it is. It's a overall
it's
a love story. It's between two guys, but the overall premise is a love story. I'm interested in the new Jim Carrey movie.
I'd rather watch Brokeback Mountain.
Really?
That's how bad that one was.
That one gets really down to the thrusting and the nitty gritty.
No, Jim Carrey,
I can't believe how gay Jim Carrey got. You have a knowledge of it.
No, that's the thing. I have the knowledge. I've never seen it.
You have the DVD collection.
I do. I have the director's cut DVD collection on Blu-ray.
Yeah, the one with the horse's view.
Exactly. No, actually, I've never seen the movie. I just know of it and how.
Oh,
like,
don't lie. Don't lie. We have another show where you actually told about how you love. You have all the episodes.
Yeah, Emily has a gay porn version.
I do.
They remade it.
Joke Back Mountain.
Joke Back Mountain, yeah.
Bunch of clowns come out of it. I'm a little asshole.
No, the new Jim Carrey movie I want to see that's based off an old children's book that we all either heard or read in elementary school. It looks funny as shit.
Where's Waldo?
No, Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Never heard of that.
You've never heard of Mr. Popper's Penguins? Really?
No.
It's about a guy who...
sounds pretty weird.
In the original book, this guy gets all these penguins with him, and so like he eventually goes on Broadway. He taught all these penguins how to dance.
Once upon a time.
And they make this big stage thing of it. Well, it's
like
funny.
A flea circus of penguins?
Kind of. Well, it's funny in the movie because he's like fucking hating them. They just show up at his place. He can't get
the
rid
penguins?
Of them. Yeah.
He hates them?
Yeah, oh, he fucking despises
them. They're in tuxedos. I can hate them.
No, he flat out tells them he fucking hates them.
They like
there,
like cute little British people.
No, it's funny, though. It's because in...
Hello, I'm a fucking penguin.
That was horrible.
Yeah, it was. No, it's funny in the trailer, though, when he's like...
I don't do the voices. Whole, we have a chick that we almost fired you for.
She yeah. Her voice pretty good.
Her voices were horrible.
Her voices are fucking great.
They were horrible.
Hater.
They
were,
no, hater. She's like...
Hater nothing. I'm sorry. I'm a huge fan of Ed, Ed, and Eddie. I watch it all the fucking time. I used to have a whole fucking
she
tape
did that
of every episode.
On point.
No, I used to have a tape of every episode that I sat and recorded every fucking episode because I love the show.
How
no, she
you?
Did not. Yeah, fuck you. I love Ed, Ed, and Eddie. It's a great
I
show.
I like the show, but I wouldn't do
dude,
that.
Dude, I loved the I show. It was yeah. great.
I okay, maybe it was on, maybe it was past it was, my age. I'm the eldest.
It was on.
Group,
it was on enough, but I didn't record it.
Well, this was like
I didn't record my VHS. Fucking
no, this
tape.
Was 6-7 years ago when they're still doing the new episodes, and I did it because I knew eventually it's gonna end. I eventually, you know, there are times I'm gonna want to fucking watch it. So I have a tape
for rubbing his balls.
Yeah,
I knew shit's gonna end, but I don't.
I did the same thing with fucking Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball GT. I don't care. And I did it with Codename Kids Next Door.
Always,
fuck you.
There's always internet.
What now?
What now? You're still.
Anyways, no. So the point is, I'm
you're
a huge
still on
fan.
The verge of being fired. Yeah. I still want to hire that shit.
I don't care. Hire then. Have Gaping Vagina on the show. I don't care. I love the show,
and that's the name of our show, Gaping Vagina.
Yeah. No, I love Ed and Eddie. Ed and Eddie, and I don't think she did that great. Ed.
Well, that was just
her monobrow was not that great. It took Eric, took Jason a moment to realize, like, oh, wait, Monobro, ha, yeah, Ed.
No, but, laugh, like, laugh. No, but she's still in good working voices.
Not really.
And Ed, it looked fucking on point. And we
nah.
both are fucking listening to that.
Neither of you guys
that shit was fucking
show.
Awesome.
Fuck you. You guys
oh,
are all,
we're not real fans of a
dude,
cartoon
you guys,
show
you guys
we're
roll,
to listen to.
You guys roll in awe of a gaping pussy that you guys thought you can get.
Oh, Eric's?
Exactly.
Like it.
Eric's giant pussy can't. His tank drapes can't fucking distract me from nothing.
Tank drapes?
His fat ass meat curtains.
God.
Like that.
I got some sexy shit right there.
That is. That's just fucking hot.
It's all good.
You can't high kick enough for that.
Nope. Wow. I don't care how many times you split your jeans, you can't high kick enough for that. Huh, Eric?
Eric's almost out on this fucking show. Yeah. Come on, Eric. We got like 15
he's
more minutes to fucking do the show.
He's falling asleep on this
shit. We have a lot of bullshit with fucking gay ass wrestling.
You
I gotta cut that out.
Dude, Eric's like about to fall asleep on this fucking show.
He's been fucking drinking all fucking day.
I got like 4 hours of sleep too.
I'm gonna get up.
He didn't know. He didn't really start drinking until towards the evening. Before we got there, yeah, but it wasn't until late evening that he started doing
it. Fuck that. I get 4 hours of sleep every Sunday. I'm going to go to my car, I'm going to go home, eat something, and go straight to school and fall asleep in my car for about 3.5 hours.
Whose fault's that?
Mine, because I'm dedicated to the show.
Yeah, we don't skip out on the show just so we can bone our girlfriends who are visiting from out of town.
That is not... Actually, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
There you have it.
Yeah, that's the worst argument in the world. What the fuck are you talking about?
I know. I'm sorry.
You just gave that fucking
your girlfriend's
props.
Pretty cute. I
Jason, what the fuck you... And Jason sent me that text
what?
On my birthday.
What?
When I got... When I told you I made it home.
Yeah, that banger.
And what'd you put?
I said, yay, now banger.
He said, yay. That's what I said. He texted, yay, now banger.
She was about to bang her. She was about to bang me. She thinking
almost,
I was you.
She almost, oh, yeah. She almost stripped me naked in the bar.
She almost stripped naked in the bar, yeah. Hmm? Remember, she was about to take her shirt off, and you're like, no, do that here.
Remember that shit?
I was drunk. I don't remember.
No, remember she's like, yeah.
Dude, you stopped her really?
No, she started taking her shirt off. Like, no. Don't. We're not doing that here.
All I know is Jason felt odd because apparently she like, threw her arms around him until he.
Well, because
he threw his hands. She walked, like, I'm not Eric.
He was there.
She walked out and started wandering off.
Yeah, she started wandering off. Okay, we're at the bar one day.
Hi, Joel.
Joel, she listens now.
Technically, we're not allowed to talk about her, but
she listens to the show. She's gonna know.
I don't know where fucking Erica is. She stumbles out.
I wasn't there. I had nothing to do with this.
Walking to the parking lot, and I was like, oh, okay, she's walking out. I thought Erica's coming.
I didn't even know she walked outside.
And Eric's still inside.
What's that say?
I let her go as far as the fucking Jenny's next door. And I was like, oh, fuck. Where the fuck's Eric? So I go grab her and walk her back to Eric's car. Eric comes out, like, finally. So I walk her back, and she fucking get to Eric's car. Eric's, like, right next to me, from me to you. And then she starts fucking hugging on me. I was like, I'm not Eric. And she's like, oh! And jumps to fucking Eric. He's like,
dude.
Jason's not some creep. It's Jason. He was like,
can you really blame her? You guys are Mexicans. Y'all look the fucking same.
Oh, yeah, we look alike, yeah.
You especially look alike when it comes to a Korean girl.
Yeah, that'd be awkward. Come on. I started making out with her. Oh, fuck no.
That would be awkward? What?
Awkward? Hot Yo. And awkward?
Yeah.
Good thing Steve wasn't there. She'd been attacked by a bear. Their situation.
It would have been like a fucking grizzly on a rabbit.
She's like,
okay, Chris was carrying her around his back the whole fucking night.
I saw that, dude. Because the girlfriend doesn't weigh anything, dude. She weighs as much as a fucking cup of water.
It weighs like $1.10.
Yeah. $1.10, really that much?
Mm-hmm. I would figure for like 90.
I know.
She weighs 110.
It's not that, you know, she doesn't look she good can't for hold her water. Weight, but she's,
Karen, wow. Karen weighs like 90.
Karen was less than that.
She was like 80.
Who's Karen?
Rich's wife.
Who?
Rich's wife.
Rich and Karen.
You know, little bald Rich.
Yeah, that little bald dude.
Yeah, and his wife Karen. Ooh, she's dying.
Yeah, she's scrawny. Yeah. Ooh. I know you're talking about now. Her son's the one that one dude works for the casino. Do a slick back hair.
Karen? Her son doesn't work for no casino.
Who are you talking about now?
Rich and Karen.
Richard, and he have a son, and he works at the cinema?
No, the kids aren't that old.
Nah, hell no.
Then I don't know who you're talking
about. Apparently not.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, little Richard likes his wild turkey. He works at the Frog. Fucking bald up top.
Bald, kind of fucked up. He's short dude, always happy to see everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have their son works at the cinema well.
The hell he does, because he ain't got a son that old.
He's tall and skinny, fucking...
No.
Skinny almost as his fucking wife.
Are you thinking about Daniel? Which would be either Rich or Karen's brother?
Yeah, it sounds like you're talking about Daniel.
Yeah.
He's not their son?
No, it's your brother.
Oh, okay.
The one married to Michelle.
I was assuming...
married to Michelle.
I thought he was their son. No, he's skinny as his fucking mom. And
I think that's Karen's brother.
I've looked at their family. Like,
they're really close.
Yeah.
So I was assuming that was their son, and he was
that's her brother.
You know how old Daniel is? I think he's older than Steve.
He's older than both of us.
Yeah.
He's in his early 30s.
He's older than Steve.
Early 30s, yeah.
I used to go to Sam Wells, ran into him all the time.
Yeah, early 30s. He's a huge Meatloaf fan. I love him to death. Boy, cannot sing.
Loves the Meatloaf, huh?
He does. Can't sing for shit.
I actually like Meatloaf.
We all can't be talented. Like, we can't
That's right. Y'all can't be talented.
We can't
like
have the vocals. The fucking.
And I would do anything stick
to screaming, Steve.
You're not. Yeah, exactly. You can't even sing that song. You're not even that vocal for that.
No, actually, I.
You don't have harmony.
I do that song for karaoke and it comes out great. I'm really not trying because I'm not trying to be loud.
At school for the deaf.
I can't sing. I'll just sing louder.
That's how it works.
This is coming from the guy who doesn't even attempt.
That's how you sound. Your wife is actually proof for that.
That's how you sound smart. You just start screaming.
One day I've actually
sang. When was this?
Ask your wife.
Before her and I got together.
No. Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
The louder you are, the smarter you sound.
4 or 5 years ago.
We're talking 2007. It was pretty much when we all were hanging out. So yeah, it probably was before like, you met your wife.
It was a little bit before I got in the world.
So you're saying it was a little bit before 2008?
No, it was after 2006.
Oh, okay. You gotta be more specific.
Two thousand six.
It was a Russian year.
It was before
2006.
Blitzkrieg.
No Svidaniya.
German.
It was after 2006.
It was the year of the snow. With a lot of vodka.
It was
cold then. Potato famine everywhere. It was the year 2000.
The Irish had the potato famine.
I honestly think Russians grow the biggest people ever.
Russians make vodka.
Oh, dude, this dude had fucking... This guy's a YouTube page.
A dude you fucking, really?
Yeah.
There's a dude you fucking? There's a dude he's fucking.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Neither am I.
This dude I'm fucking on YouTube. Doing this shit like...
I don't want to see that video.
It's an automatic fucking shotgun. Like an AA fucking 20-something.
A-12.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has that shit, dude. A-12. He's fucking demonstrating this. That's fucking bad as fuck, dude.
It's a fully automatic shotgun, yeah.
Yeah, because he fucking dumped that shit in water. And fucking just grab it, fucking load a clip on there, and just start shooting.
There's
that
a lot
shit.
Of automatic shotguns.
Yeah,
but it's like
there's
do not,
actually
do not try this at home.
In Minnesota, the shotgun, the shotguns you can buy that they're automatic and you can turn to
the reason why I said do not try it at home is because a lot of shotguns once submerged and then you try and fire it actually blows up the shotgun.
He fucking smidged it in water, put the clip
that's
on, and just start firing
that's what I said.
Like
a lot. No,
it jams
a lot of different shotguns. They blow up after being submerged.
He had it in the fucking water.
Yeah.
Put the clip on and loaded the whole fucking clip on that.
We get jammed.
And he's like, do not try this at home. I'm professional Russian.
It's not.
You had to say it, though.
It's not necessarily.
The fact that most shotguns, once submerged and then fired, blow up.
It's not necessarily that the shotgun it gets damaged. It's mostly the ammunition or the shell. They're not very well packed, and the powder will get all fucked up. Gunpowder.
That's a bad.
Either way, they tend to explode.
Yeah, that was a fucking badass demonstration he had in there.
It's rare for a gun to actually explode. It's not fucking, now you're filling it with gunpowder. Like
you ever seen MythBusters? That was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's...
MythBusters
is... You know what they had to do to make that gun explode? They had to weld a fucking thumb, an actual... They had to weld a metal thumb inside of it and pack it with a shitload of...
No, that one. I'm talking about the one where they fired it underwater. Because they did a test where to see which guns can actually fire underwater is one of those movie things. And when they submerged the shotgun and fired it underwater, the whole shotgun just went bloof and blew up.
Have they ever done one? Like, you know how
people... We're actually going to do the opportunity to have that.
It's funny.
Like, I'm not questioning it, but like, have they done one? Like, you know when they did the scenes in water? People dive underwater to get away from the bullets and people fire
in the
water?
They've done that too, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Will it kill you?
No. There's
like, will they just miss you, or they just fucking fire around, or like, what happens to the bullets in that?
Most bullets when they hit the water, they lose like a tremendous amount of momentum.
You can still get hit.
So if you get hit, you survive, or they just
pretty much majority of the guns they fired. There's some that can penetrate. But
it's a massive firepower, yeah.
Yeah, and even then, it's not deep enough to kill. You're going to survive.
Like, okay, like, I dive underwater, like, what caliber is probably going to fuck you up? Yeah.
Something like uber high caliber.
Like 50 cal. Like,
yeah.
Like, why do you go straight to 50 cal?
Because something that 50 cal.
No, like a 45 maybe.
A 45?
Like maybe. I don't remember everything because they tested all kinds of fucking guns and they did the whole ballistic gel in it, fire everything. And majority of the shit barely grazed, if penetrated at all. None of it was a killing shot.
I don't know. Talk to your iPhone. Find out.
Wikipedia's full lies.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, though, because I know the Mythbusters you're talking about, because they did that.
I don't know the Mythbusters. I'm actually asking
since
you watched the Mythbusters.
Yeah, I saw the Mythbusters where they did that whole ballistic gel underwater, let me fire.
I watched the Mythbusters.
Fire into the, fire at the ballistic fucking gel on land, into the water. No, there was really no killing shot. It was crazy.
That's what I'm asking, though. Like, I just want to know.
Yeah, they put a bunch of puppies underwater.
Yeah,
they shot at them.
They did.
Don't get your girlfriend upset. Yeah. The thing about these episodes is that it's not the real episodes. Because the real episodes started back in fucking, 58. when they decided to start making those.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Steve's fucking bullshit. Oh.
This is a bunch of bullshit. Brought to you by Steve.
This is a show.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, Steve.
Fuck you.
This has been Eric. I'm Ripped in Half.
And this is Steve from Ripped in Half.
And I'm Jason from imawesome.com.
Fuck you. So you can get it, you can tweet us at Ripped in Half, or you can, of course, get us hold of us at RippedInHalfPodcasts@gmail.com. And, of course, look us up on Ripped in Half. RippedInHalfPodcast.com.
Where does Psychopedia do?
Get on your fucking phone. Tinyurl.com/RHMobile.